Hallelujah. For the Lord would say to thee this day, have I not revealed myself? Have you not heard? And those who are open, believing by faith, experience my power working on your behalf. You cannot do it in yourself, says the Lord, for you are kept by the power of God until the day of salvation. And it is that power that quickens your faith. It is that power that works through the cross, causing you to overcome, even when your flesh and heart fail you. It is still the power of God that works on your behalf. Yes. Now believe this, my people. Trust in this. Expect it. This is your right. This is your inheritance. If you stand righteous before me. For you overcome by faith and not by sight. And I have given all these promises to you that you may stand and endure and triumph in these last days. For my people, for me to touch your life, for me to revive, for me to restore in these last days, you must stop touching. You must get out of the way. You must remove your pride, your unbelief from my presence, as my presence is hindered, says the Lord. For I am most holy, and it has been my love and grace and mercy that has stopped some of you from being consumed by my holiness. You would not be standing here today if it were not for my love and grace and mercy. Therefore, the Lord says, learn this principle. Let the fear of God be the beginning of wisdom. For the Lord is soon to return to his temple, and he comes with great healing in his wings. He comes to deliver the captives and to set them free. He comes. That is the one. Not man, but me, says the Lord. Therefore wait. Even though it tarries, it will come, says the Lord.